In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors, art, neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL Podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
There are debates. There are hot takes. There are strong opinions, but in the quest for the truth, there is only one way to get the final say. It's time to fire up the Bartometer.
It is time for the Bartometer, and thanks to our friend Robert in Annapolis. He wanted us to take a look at new quarterbacks and how they might do. And we're going to do that to an extent. We're going to look at new quarterbacks to new, well, not even new quarterbacks, new starting quarterbacks. Quarterbacks that will be new as the starter for 2025. Which of those quarterbacks are the most likely to succeed? Who is set up for the most success of the quarterbacks that are coming in? It could be free agents. It could be trades. It could be guys that were already there. For this exercise, we are going to assume that Cam Ward is being drafted one by the Tennessee Titans. One thing that I try to preach is to, I think the way we need to look at reporting in sports journalism is we keep looking at it like in 2D. We need to try to look at it in 3D or 4D and try to understand why is it being reported this way, especially when it comes from Adam Schefter, really. That's the most egregious one. Because he's reporting the other day, Cam Ward to the Titans, it's like, it's going to happen. And then the Titans must have been like, can you at least pretend like we might be interested to maybe see if we can get some trade offers? Oh, well, actually, you know, it's just so stupid. And they all do it. I pick on Adam. They all do it. It's just a really... The business has lost its way. If I had one wish for the world, it would be that news media and sports media and information media was not for profit. It would also be that more people would write articles about me instead of looking at me like I'm the black sheep of the business. Oh, we don't even know who you are. The hell you don't. The hell you don't. All right. So, which quarterbacks are set up for the most success with their new teams? Again, we're assuming Cam Ward is going to be a Titan. First of all, dishonorable mention because he's not on the list, Daniel Jones. As bad as some of these predicaments could be for guys, Daniel Jones is not on this list.
Ay, caramba.
I don't think Daniel Jones starts a game, honestly. Anthony Richardson's going to beat him out. Otherwise, Anthony Richardson is the single worst quarterback since, what was his name? Jamarcus Russell. At number 8, Kenny Pickett. Kenny Small Hands Pickett. I'm going to call him that because I saw his hand measurements. Remember, that was the criticism about him. I then used those measurements against my hand. I have small hands. I have very small hands. In fact, I have not met a guy my age or an adult man who, if I put my hand up to theirs, I'm bigger than no man I've ever met. Oh, God. Hand-wise.
Don't!
That's not a drop, right?
It will be.
I just have small hands. Look, what am I supposed to say? What am I supposed to not tell you about it? I bring it up because I can, like, barely grip a football. So if I can, if Kenny Pickett is the same size hands as me, that's a problem. Also, he's with... No, not also. It's not because he has small hands. So number 8 is Kenny Pickett of quarterbacks and the best fits in the best situations. He's with the Browns. He may get the chance to start. I don't know if they draft a guy or not. This is not a long-term thing. He gets a chance to showcase his skills. The Browns aren't going to be good, and if they are good in any way, shape, or form, it will not be with Kenny Pickett. So he comes in at number 8. At number 7... Which quarterback is set up for the most success with their new team? I'm going to go Mason Rudolph and the Steelers at 7. Mason Rudolph could be the starter week 1. Are you guys, like, tired of the Aaron Rodgers stuff yet? Are you tired of it? Are you tired of, like, is he going to sign? Is he not going to sign? I got a great suggestion for you. Just listen to me. He's not going to sign until the summer, and it will be with Pittsburgh. He's not signing. He's not signing right now. He has no incentive to sign. What is Rodgers' incentive to sign? Well, so you can get in and learn the playbook. That is a decentive. He doesn't want to learn the playbook. He wants to just play the way he plays. And anything Vikings-related and the GMs, it's just... This is back page of the newspaper stuff that is getting in the top of the fold because there's not much else football to discuss. The Vikings are not going with Aaron Rodgers, or you know what? They would have gone with Aaron Rodgers. The Steelers have no leverage. The Vikings at least have a little bit of leverage. I don't think Aaron's holding out for a bigger price. I don't think Aaron magically winds up a Viking. So I do think Aaron at some point becomes a Steeler, but Mason Rudolph, his situation's better than Kenny Pickett's. He's at least in a building he knows, with a coach he knows, with players he knows, and there's the possibility that Aaron Rodgers does not sign. And then Mason Rudolph gets an opportunity. I think you look around the league at some of these backup quarterbacks and you think, let's rank guys and who deserve another opportunity. Mason Rudolph's not on that list, but he's getting one. He's at number 7. At number 6, ranking the best situation for new quarterbacks, number 6 is Russell Wilson with the New York Giants. I pleaded with you and New York fans last night that this is a good signing for you. It gives you options where you had none. But for Russ, what are we getting out of this? You get $10.5 million guaranteed. You got the chance to make more. You get to kind of go out on your own terms because you can still play at this age. But this is not a long-term thing. You're not the quarterback of the Giants in 2026. This is the team that needed a quarterback badly enough that they signed you. And you're going to play a little bit, and then we're never going to hear from you again. There's not a lot of... There's, like, either way, the Giants weren't going to sign a guy that was going to propel them to the playoffs, and Russell Wilson wasn't going to find a team to lead to the playoffs. But he gets to play football, and I think that's what he wants. So, yay? Russell Wilson, Giants. Number five. I will not give up on Justin Fields. I will not do it. I will not do it. I will not do it. I said he was QB1 in that draft with Trevor Lawrence, Mac Jones. I believe in the Justin Fields that I saw at Ohio State. I think he's still in there somewhere. Reconnecting with Garrett Wilson, that's not too shabby. And the Jets, I do think that Aaron Glenn eventually gets them to the playoffs. I don't think it's this year, but it could be with Justin Fields. He gets the opportunity to show what he can do without Russell Wilson behind his back this time. He's going to be able to be the starter. They may still draft a guy, and they should. But it won't be a day one guy, probably not even a day two guy. And if it is a day two guy, he's not starting. So Justin Fields gets an opportunity on a team that does have offensive weapons. Oh, Caleb Williams gets weapons in Chicago. Justin Fields never had that. Well, Justin Fields has a few weapons. I'd consider Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson weapons. I would. Justin Fields at number five. Number four. Sam Darnold and the Seattle Seahawks. Sam Darnold coming over from the Minnesota Vikings as a free agent, signed a nice deal. And he'll get the opportunity to start for probably several years if he wants to. Now, the offensive weapons there, they lost DK Metcalf, obviously. They added what is ever left of Cooper Kupp, with all due respect. But I think Sam Darnold's in a situation where still better weapon. Like, if you look at the weapons he had with, and I keep saying weapons for offensive skill players, the guys, I mean, he had like Chosen Anderson was his wide receiver one in New York back in the day. So he finally played with some good talent around him. It's better talent in Seattle than it ever was in New York. And this will be an opportunity to prove himself again. He proved himself last year and then left us doubting, so he's got the opportunity to prove himself again. I don't know that he's in a better situation, though, than he was a year ago.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary, and with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
So this is still a good situation, but is it as good as it was a year ago? Probably not. But he comes in at number four. At number three. A And number three, again, we're assuming Cam Ward gets drafted by the Titans, and so for that reason, he is on this list at number three. And the Titans are not very good. And the Titans are not going to compete anytime soon. But here's why the situation would be good for Cam Ward. Is you're not stepping into anything that you have to acquiesce to. You've got a young coach. You don't got, like, weapons you have to placate. This can be your team. You can put your imprint on this team. And more importantly, we are not going to know for years if you're good or not. We're not going to know. How many Titans games are you going to watch? How many Titans games are you going to watch? You're going to see highlights of Cam Ward play. You might see him scattered amongst that early window in the red zone. They'll be on a Thursday night game. Well, I want to check out this Cam Ward guy. You will not watch a lot of Tennessee Titans football. You will not know if he is good or not. For years. And maybe Callahan gets fired as the coach. Maybe they bring in another coach. Maybe there's a bunch of coaching changes that happen and we're like, oh, we don't know if he's good or not. You know what he is? He is going to follow the same path as Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence went to Jacksonville. Nobody watched him. Wasn't that good as a rookie. Not for a number one pick. We didn't know. Oh, it's the coach's fault. Oh, then it's Urban Meyer and it's Doug Peterson. And all the while, he gets a $55 million a year contract. So Cam Ward has got like an open canvas. He's got a little bit bigger of a backyard. He can use more imagination. He's got more room to roam. Some of these guys are kind of in a box. Got to do it this way, got to do it that way. Cam Ward, the world is your oyster. Have at it. Take the time. Learn. Grow. Very low expectations. In fact, there may be none. Cam Ward will be in a good situation in Tennessee for him. Eventually, they'll have to start winning, but in the immediate future, man, I don't know. There'd be a lot, like if I was a number one pick, do I want to go to a franchise? Do I want all the cameras? Do I want all the attention? I just kind of like want to do my job and not have too much, like I want to figure it out before that. I want to like know what I'm doing. I remember the first day I ever waited tables. I just wanted to be left alone, which is impossible because you're interacting with people. But you know, the other like servers are like, how's he doing? Just leave me alone. Let me figure it out. I want that room to roam. Number two. It's going to be Geno Smith. Bartometer thought about putting Cam Ward here, actually. But Geno Smith is reunited with Pete Carroll. That's big. And Geno Smith gets the ear of Tom Brady, which is not bad either. Now, Geno Smith is a little bit older than many of the quarterbacks that we have talked about. He is 34, I guess, outside of Russ. But, like, NFL body-wise, there were about 6 years where he didn't play. Remember when he won Comeback Player of the Year? It wasn't because he came back from anything. It was just because of, like, oh, you remember Geno Smith? Yeah, he, like, might be, he's back, and he might be, like, good, maybe? So that's how he got Comeback Player of the Year. So he's 34 in human years, but he doesn't have the wear and tear of a 30-year-old quarterback, 34-year-old quarterback. So Geno Smith, I think, heading in a good situation. How will the Raiders be? We'll find out. If they're bad, there's so many different things we can blame before we get to Geno. And if they're good, we're going to give a lot of credit to Geno. Not a bad situation. Number one, best situation for a new starting quarterback. I'm going J.J. McCarthy. He's stepping into a good team. We all know they're not going to win 14 games again. The caveat is, does Aaron Rodgers come here? The answer is no. Or he would already be there. J.J. McCarthy is going to be set up to succeed. If he fails, he fails. But he will have the backing of a quarterback-minded coach. He will have an organization that has put in the equity. They want to make this work. He's got plenty of talent around him. J.J. McCarthy already being with this team. He's the only one of these guys that have been with this team, but now he gets to start. So maybe a bit unfair, but I also think not a lot of people might agree that J.J. McCarthy should be one on this list. But the Bartometer, that's what it is speaking. So, best situations for new quarterbacks. Number 1,006, Daniel Jones. Number 8, Kenny Pickett on the Browns. Number 7, Mason Rudolph back to Pittsburgh. Number 6, Mr. Unlimited to the Giants. Number 5, Justin Fields to the Jets. Number 4, Sam Darnold to the Seahawks. Number 3, presuming Cam Ward to Tennessee. Number 2, Geno Smith to the Raiders. And number 1 is J.J. McCarthy to the Minnesota Vikings. Bartometer, great work as always. We bow to you, our AI overlord. Oh, as a show, I think we're going to be out on AI again.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.